Paddy Barnes has won medals at two Olympic Games, boxing medals for Ireland, for Northern Ireland, for us. Paddy Barnes, how are you?
Not too bad. A bit tired, but I'm just happy as well.
Sure you are. Congratulations. You are a legend.
Thanks very much.
The Olympic Games, when you went into the Olympic Games, was your ambition to get a medal? Was it to get a gold? How were you feeling about how your training had gone, how you were feeling, and how did things compare to Beijing 4 years ago?
I'm going into London. I was prepared 100%. I was the best shape I was ever in my life, both physically and mentally, and I believed I was going for the gold medal. But I fell short a bit, but I thought, to be honest, watching back the next day, I won the fight, but it was a really, really close fight, good fight, but I'm happy with making history and becoming the first time two-time medalist.
Absolutely, you've made history, and we're all biased. We thought you won the fight too, but we're looking at it from a particular angle. Zhu Jiming, yeah. Of course, who you fought against in that semi-final, 3 times world champion, Olympic champion now twice. And yeah. So he's a brilliant boxer. He's a wonderful artist in the world of boxing, isn't he?
His record speaks for itself.
He moves beautifully, and he's fast. And gosh, I thought you were magnificent against him, particularly given that in Beijing in the semi-finals you were beaten 15-0. So it would have been easy for your head to drop and for you to feel, I just can't beat this guy. But you didn't, Paddy. You got in there. You were full of pride, enthusiasm, energy, and you went for it. We were so proud of you. So thanks very much for that.
No problem. It's just like, thank everybody for the support as well. It was great. Like in that fight, that he beat me twice before, and then the previous time it was 15-0. Like, you know, but I went in there knowing that I could beat him. And I think they're known that he didn't want to fight me. You know, he had a problem against me because I'm an all-action fighter, and he's like, he likes to move.
Yes.
And I was willing to give him the fight of his life.
You definitely did, unquestionably. I love the text that you sent just after the fight. It read, I don't know if you remembered, it went, "Journey ends here. Thanks for all the support, people. Zhu Jiming, if you're reading this, leave me alone. I'm devastated."
And I meant to be word of it too.
I'm sure you did. Your texting was fantastic. Or your tweeting, I should say. And you tweeted even in the ring, wasn't it, after the quarterfinal?
After the last 16 fight, the first fight.
That was it, the first fight. And
the first fight, yeah.
Have you checked, are you the only boxer ever in history to tweet from a boxing ring?
I think so.
I think you are too. I haven't heard or seen of anyone else.
There you go, a career history again, yeah.
A history maker twice.
That's it.
Paddy, also we noticed that in the opening ceremony you had that wonderful banner which said you were open for sponsorship and which gave your Twitter handle. How did the bosses of the Ireland Olympic team look upon that? Were they happy about that?
I don't know if they're happy or not. They must have been, because they never said anything to me about it. Not that I would occur anyway, because it's my Olympics, not theirs, so you don't know what I mean.
You're your own man.
I'm your own man, I mean.
And I'll tell you what, anyone who has seen you isn't going to argue with you, Paddy.
Well, I'm only 5'4", so...
I know, but we've seen you fighting.
I've been beating people up.
No, but we've seen you. We've seen you when you get angry.
Alright,
yeah. And the Olympic Games, I mean, did you get any tweets? Did you get any sponsorship? Did anybody come forward to say, right, Paddy, we're in with you?
No, I've no sponsors. No sponsors as of yet, so...
So you're still open?
I am definitely still open for sponsors, yeah.
That opportunity definitely. Still exists?
Brilliant. 100%.
What's your plan now? What's next?
A bit of a break, and then we'll see what happens. I'll be back training by the end of this year anyway, because I'll have the Irish Championships in January and all, and the World Championships next year I look forward to. So the world medal is the only medal I haven't got.
Right, so we'll be looking for that next year.
Yeah, I'll be looking for that next year.
Temptation to go professional, is there?
There's always that temptation. So I love fighting in big crowds, and the big crowd all the time, you're fighting professional. And I said before, I said again, if a more wants to offer me £1 million, I'll sign it all the line. But if not, don't even talk to me.
Okay, don't talk to you for any less than £1 million. You won't get out of bed for less than £1 million.
No, I wouldn't even brush my teeth for £1 million.
No.
Less than £1 million.
And today, speaking of big crowds, this parade in Belfast, open top bus, you and Michael Conlon, how did that go? How's it been?
I can't describe how delighted I was for the... a whole of Belfast to turn out and cheer me and Michael on. It was great, so it was, and I loved every minute of it, and just like to thank every person who showed up to show their support. Just to say thank you very much to every single one of them.
Paddy, you're a star, you know, you are a legend. It wasn't just the boxing, although the manner of your fights brought us great pride and great respect for you, but also it was your personality, your tweets, your posters, everything. You're an absolute star. Thank you for representing Northern Ireland at the Olympic Games.
Thanks very much.
And we love you. What did you want to hear? What tune do you want to hear?
Kylie Minogue, Spinning Around.
Just like you're going to do with Ji Ming next year, Zhu Ji Ming, you're going to get him spinning around next year.
Hopefully. I never see him again.
Paddy, thanks a million.
No problem, thank you.
Take care now, bye-bye.
Bye.